I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about books and how some people want to control which ones are available and what is contained in them. As anyone who's not been living under a rock must have heard by now, public school libraries and classrooms are under such scrutiny that educators have felt the need to clear the shelves until somebody authorized by the state tells them which titles are okay. Think about that phrase for a second. Until someone authorized by the state tells them which titles are okay. Gives me chills. While the guidelines offered by the State Department of Education are not so concise about what is acceptable, which, by the way, is part of the problem, they are clear about penalties for teachers choosing the wrong books for their students that include being fired. Protecting developing minds from vague allegations of indoctrination by woke leftists or grooming by members of the LGBTQ+ community are cited as the irrefutable and noble motivations of these policies. Now, in Bradenton, the Manatee County Commission is expanding that mind control to include adults who use the public library system in the county. At a recent commission workshop, Manatee County Commissioner Vanessa Baugh, who represents District 5, said the library system is too lax on what is allowed. I think we just need better guidelines, more appropriateness in picking out books and so forth, and we should, if we should be pushing anything in our libraries, it should be the Constitution, said Baugh. I wonder if she's referring to the entire Constitution that starts with the First Amendment and doesn't just skip ahead to an unadulterated version of the Second Amendment that leaves out the part about the well-regulated militia. And Commissioner James Satcher, who represents District 1, floated the idea of getting rid of the library's affiliation with the American Library Association, the ALA, who recently launched an anti-censorship campaign in response to what it calls the unprecedented surge in local and statewide book challenges. I see no reason, if we are the first library in the country, to say that we don't want to be part of the ALA and we are open to an alternative that is truly neutral that would come forward. Then I would be in favor of that, said Satcher, accusing the ALA of political bias. So, because the ALA is against allowing government officials such as departments of education or county commissions to arbitrarily censor books about topics with which they disagree, they are preferring a dangerous political agenda. But having a local board that states its political bent as often as it can make the decision about what reading material is suitable for all its citizens, that's okay. So, to quote Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, all righty then.